When it was used by Aristotle, this tripartite mode of argument proved highly productive, liberating thought and leading to new knowledge. The basic structure of Aristotle's logic remained sound in Aquinas's time, but its methods were beginning to become stale and restrictive. Argument was viewed as little more than a ritual employment of logical method, rather than the tool that Aristotle had intended. Such methods were regarded as the Holy Writ, and little attempt was made to improve upon them. Aquinas's quick brain soon enabled him to become adept at this verbal dexterity. He also found himself drawn to more profound philosophical speculations, and realized that such methods could be used here too in order to clarify his thoughts. At the same time, Aquinas found himself increasingly attracted by the Dominicans. This monastic order had been founded just over a quarter century earlier, in 1215, by St. Dominic, a Castilian of fanatical orthodoxy. The purpose of the order was to stamp out heresy. Its members wore black robes and had originally wandered the countryside relying on alms for their subsistence. But recently the order had become more oriented toward learning, which under St. Dominic had been forbidden, like soft mattresses, without special dispensation. Thomas Aquinas's decision to join the Dominicans caused consternation in his family. Mindful of his exceptional intellect and religious temperament, they had encouraged him to join the church. With his talents and family connections, he could easily have become Archbishop of Naples, a suitably prestigious position for a descendant of the military commander of the Holy Roman Empire, Thomas's grandfather, after whom he was named. But the thought of an Aquino wandering the highways of Italy, penniless and begging, met with a reaction similar to a modern general's son hitching off to join a hippie colony in the caves of Crete. Yet Thomas was determined. He saw himself as following in the footsteps of another scion of a prestigious family who had recently given up everything for his beliefs, Francis of Assisi. Some 2 decades earlier, Francis had founded the order named after him. He had dedicated his life to caring for the sick and the destitute, a term he stretched to include the animals and the birds whom he regarded as his brothers. Thomas was to remain inspired by the example of St. Francis throughout his life, despite their deep differences in aim and temperament. When Thomas was found muttering on his own, he would be working his way through an Aristotelian proof rather than having a fraternal chat with the birds. Before Thomas's parents could act to stop him, he joined the Dominicans and gave up his studies at Naples. The freshly fledged young Dominican now set off to walk to Paris, his mind filled with new ideas from the works of Aristotle, exhilarated by the prospect of a life of holy penury devoted to study.